Today we are going to begin learning the Birchas Yaakov to Yosef HaTzadik. His beloved Yosef, the one that he was separated from for so long, and finally came down to Mitzrayim to spend the 17 best years of his life with his son Yosef. Yosef, just like Yehuda, gets 5 psukim. And as we mentioned earlier in the series, because there is a concept of Mashiach in Yosef. You have Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Therefore, they both get the added brachos, the 5 psukim, which is the Nesinas Koyach for the strength, which comes for Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. We are not going to be able to have time to go through all 5 psukim. We are going to learn 2 of them. One today and one in the upcoming Shir, Mirtz Hashem. We will start with the first Pasuk Chav Beis, Perek Memtes, where Yaakov tells Yosef, Ben Poiros Yosef, Ben Poiros, Ali Oyin, Bonois Toda Ali Shur. The simple title of the Pasuk means that he is somebody that finds favor in people's eyes. Everyone likes to look at him. And as a matter of fact, when he used to travel in the streets, you had everyone, all the men and even the women and the girls, they would try to take a peek at Yosef HaTzadik. But he went and obviously was strong and he did not give in to any of the temptations of Mitzrayim. And Yosef HaTzadik remained pure, as well as the fact that Yosef HaTzadik, he had wonderful children that came from him. According to other opinions, it's referring to the children which come from him, which is Menashe and Ephraim, which, by the way, many Mefarshim bring down that the first half of the Pasuk, which speaks about Bein Poiros Yosef, the chain of Yosef, that is referring to Ephraim, because the word for chain in Aramaic is Afriin, and the fact that we speak about the girls that came, Ali Shur, Bonois, Tzoda Ali Shur, is a reference to the Shevet Menashe, because they had the famous Bonois Tzlofchod. The girls that demanded a chalik in Eretz Yisrael, they were descendants of Menashe. And that's why we know that Shevet Menashe had special chibas ha'aretz, special kir about the land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they were gebenched to have a chalik inside Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael in Eivor HaYarden, because according to Pshat, there's a very, very interesting question. Shevet, Reuven, and Gad, they come and they ask to stay in the side of the Yarden. And Moshe says, you know what, okay. And you know what, you're going to get half of Shevet Menashe also. How did they land? How did half of Menashe land in and half of Menashe land out? And it's explained in the Sichas that because Menashe had special Chibas Ha'aretz, that we see that the Benoi Slavchad, they wanted to have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they got the extra chelek. They got divided. They got both parts of the Yarden as their chelek in Eretz Yisrael. But of course, there is a very, very special geula component to this pasuk. But first, I want to give you a little bit of a kabbalistic shot based on the Torah of Reb Levick. And he says that we have an interesting word in this pasuk that everyone talks about is Poiros Yosef. This is an interesting term, Poiros. And he says that Poiros is the gematria of 680. What does 680 represent? 680 is twice the gematria of the word shame, which is name. We find that there is a pasuk regarding Leah and Rachel. This is Perek Chof Tes, in the middle of Parshas Vayetze, Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Torah tells us, Ulalavon Shtei Vonois, Lavan had 2 daughters, Shame Hagdoila Leah, V'Shame Haktana Rachel. It doesn't say that Gdoila was Leah and the Aktana was Rachel. It says, shame Hagdoyla Leah, and shame Haktana Rachel. And in Kabbalah it's explained that you're really supposed to read the pasuk as following. We know that in the name Yudke Vavke there is two hays. There's the hay Gdoyla, the first hay, which is Svira Sabina, the higher Oilamis, and hay Ktana, which is Malchus. Shame Hagdoyla, you have to read shame hay Gdoyla. The hay Gdoyla of Yudke Vavke, that represents Leah. She was higher. Then you have shame hay Ktana, the second shame hay, which is Ktana, that's Rachel. And Yosef was able to be mamshech and bridge both hamshoches. Yosef is the union of Yesoid, as we know about the Friedrich Rebbe, whose name is Yosef as well. It's the eighth, it's the sixth Svira, Svira Sayesoid, which means bringing down the Gilui Lamata. That's why the Friedrich Rebbe is the one that actually came to America first. He started the bringing the Kedusha Lamata Ba'aretz. And Yosef, who actually protected his mother Rachel from Esav, he's the one that's able to have poiros. He's able to combine twice shame. Shame is 340, times that by 2 is 680. That's poiros. He's able to have both shame. He's able to be mamshech, the heik doila, all the way to the heik tana. So that's a pi kabbalah. Now a little bit about this special connection with the inyan of Geula. So besides the fact that in general we're talking about Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, this pasuk itself is a unique inyan. And that is explained in Ora Torah of the Tzemach Tzedek. And he explains as follows. Regarding the times of Mashiach, Gemara tells us that that everyone is able, the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, they were able to have a Hasaga in Yomois HaMashiach. But Olam Haba, which is the later Tkufa, the greatest Giluyim of Mashiach, Ayin Lairasa Alekim Zulasecha. Nobody has seen, nobody has a Tfisa, nobody has an understanding in the true Inyonim of Olam Haba, the greatest Giluya Etzem, which is going to be revealed specifically when Mashiach comes, which obviously comes from the deepest levels of the Torah of Mashiach. Those inyonim, nobody has an understanding. The first kufa, the first dag of Yemais HaMashiach, that yes, we have a certain understanding, a certain bagreif, a certain deher, and what it is. But the second kufa, the greater kufa of Olam Haba, Ayin Loirasa, nobody can have a tfisa. Nobody can have an understanding. So, according to the Ora Torah of the Tzemach Tzedek, you have to read the pasuk, and the Yaakov Avinu in this pasuk is talking about both tkufos of Mashiach. The first tkufa of Bein Poiros Yosef, that is the tkufa, the giloi of Yosef, which is the giloi, the regular giloi of Yemois HaMashiach, the standard Yemois HaMashiach, the way we know. Then you have the Ali Oyin, which Ali Oyin means also on top of the eye, not just somebody that people placed their eyes on, but Ali Oyin means Al Oyin, on top of the eye. What does it mean on top of the eye? A darga that nobody has seen yet. Ayin Loi Rasa. It's Ali Oyin. It's a level of Ayin which has not been seen. And that's the second kufa of Yemois HaMashiach, the tkufa of Olam Haba, that Ayin Leirasa Alekim Zulasecha. And this is the bracha that Yaakov Avinu is benching Yosef, the Yosef whose inyan is to be Mamshech, his inyan is Yesoid. We're bringing Mamshech both tkufas, both levels. Sai, the level of the first level of Yemois HaMashiach, and the level of Ali Oyin, and the oyin of the second dag of ayin leirasa. Now, also when we speak about bonoi sod ale shur, it's not just referring to the people that were stood gawking at Yosef. Rashi brings down that listakul b'cha b'tzeis chal mitzrayim, that they're watching you, and it's also referring to the not having oilam, they don't have an ayin hara bezaroi. And that's the bruch of Menashe and Ephraim, v'yidgul aroiv, that they are like dogim, that they don't have a ayin hara, which is appropriate for the month of Adar, which is the mazel of dogim. The yidin's mazel is alei oyin, is on top of any ayin hara, it's on top of any negative in yonim, and it's obviously an opportune time for the gula mitzvah shleim.